It was a major issue in 2016, stopping the run. Hello, and thank you for joining us for Countdown to Camp. Alongside Andrew Mason and Eric Dalala, I'm Phil Milani. Guys, they added a lot of big bodies up there. Zach Kerr, Domantas Peko, Adam Gotsis is back. Did they do enough to shore up their issues from last year?
It's not just that they added big guys, it's that they asked the players coming back to get bigger. Jared Crick is 15 pounds bigger. Derek Wolfe, he's up 15 to 20. Gotsis, he's added weight. I mean, they were tired of, you know, watching the film and seeing the line get pushed back 3, 4, 5 yards. So by getting bigger, you're going to have a solid wall up front, and you're going to free Todd Davis and Brandon Marshall in particular to not have to take on as many offensive linemen at the second level. They can shoot through gaps. Saw a lot of that in OTAs and minicamp, that because of the size up front, they were able to get into the backfield. They were able to pursue run plays rather than simply waiting for things to happen. They were able to attack. I think this run defense is going to be a lot better because of the bulk up front.
They gave up 130 yards on the ground last season. That was 28th in the NFL. They had that no-fly zone, but up front they were a little bit leaky, and we heard those linebackers talking about it. We love the additions up front. What do you think about the guys they added?
You don't need to go from 28th to first. You just need to make a marginal improvement, and that's, I think, what you can do with Zach Kerr, Domantas Peko. I really liked Kerr in Indianapolis. He did a good job kind of filling up lanes when they used him, kind of had a limited role there. I think something else that will help is, one, Joe Woods, new defensive coordinator. Chris Harris has been talking about how he's going to use them a little bit more up and run support, which could be a good addition. And then second, if this offense can get things on track and you're playing from ahead, then all of a sudden teams can't run the ball down your throat.
Exactly. That's a really good point there. We heard a lot about Adam Gotsis during OTAs, but of course at the end of minicamp had the scope on his knee. How big of a concern are these injuries on his knees?
Well, you'd be a little more concerned if it was to the knee that he injured at Georgia Tech, but still, you know, sometimes you have injuries to the other knee when you're coming off of an ACL injury to one knee, so it's something you're going to have to be concerned about. At the same time, what were you asking of Adam Gotsis? You know, if everyone's healthy, you're asking him to be a rotational defensive lineman. Derek Wolfe, you know, he was one of the 4 or 5 best players on the field during OTAs, was dominant. Domantas Peko, exactly what you expected on the nose. Jared Crick looks a lot better because he had the weight. He hasn't lost his quickness, but he's been much more stout. You know, you were asking only for Adam Gotsis to be a rotational guy, so I don't think it's going to hurt that much, but it's just frustrating for him because he was having an outstanding camp, making a lot of plays. You know, tough for him, but he'll bounce back. If you're going to have the injury, rather have it now than later.
Yeah, Gotsis expected to be back that first week of training camp. You mentioned Jared Crick, so these guys adding some weight. I think Crick said he was eating, what, 8 times a day?
6 or 7 small meals.
Oh, okay. Sounds like you, Phil.
Okay. Yeah, that's like my diet.
But it's interesting that he was playing at 275 pounds and that these guys, you know, last year playing at a lower weight. Look at the increase in size that you're getting at nose tackle, for instance, exchanging Sylvester Williams for Domantas Peko. I mean, Peko's listed, I think, at 325, but I think he's probably a few happy meals beyond that.
And one of the things I love about him is his availability. You look back, it's been nearly maybe more than a decade, I think, at this point since he's missed a game. He's obviously older now, but if they can have a guy who's consistently on the field at that size, he's just going to take up room, which helps.
And guys have talked about a young kid, undrafted rookie Tyreek Jarrett, who's the biggest defensive lineman of all that the Broncos have. It'll be interesting to see if he can make a push, because him and Kyle Peko, who's coming off a foot injury of his own, could be battling for a backup spot.
Exactly. Well, that's enough for the defensive line. We'll get to talking about leadership issues and a bunch more other topics next week when we return with more Countdown to Camp. Until then, for Andrew Mason, Eric Dalala, I'm Phil Milani.